Who would like to start? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers. I enjoy last night's opening word from Brother Minoru. In particular, I really enjoy from the reading also this title, The Organic Relationship Between the Churches and the Work. So last night when the brother draw out the three circles and all the interrelatedness, this is an organic relationship. There is nothing organizational about it. There's nothing hierarchical about it. It is truly a function, an organic function, right? Basically, you know, one cannot exist without the other, right? We need to have this view that there cannot be just two out of three. It needs to be all three together, right? So as we go on, even in our group time, I really appreciate one of the brothers sharing, you know, we cannot just go on our own, right? You know, if there's someone with us, we need to bring them along with us. Okay? This is what the body of Christ is all about.
Amen.
The body of Christ is not about me being edified. It's about me being edified to edify someone else.
Amen.
That's what the body of Christ is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, I was really touched last... Amen. I was touched last night that the work of the ministry is to supply and feed the churches. And our responsibility in the work and the spread is to bring them the nourishment, bring them the food. And we may be satisfied with healthy believers, you know, ones that are eating healthily. But I'm not satisfied if my four-year daughter, 10 years from now, is still just healthy. She needs to be trained. She needs to go to school. She needs to learn, right? Same with the church. If someone is here for 10 years just eating the ministry, prayer reading, enjoying, we are satisfied. But the Lord is not satisfied. These months must be perfected to feed others. Otherwise, we failed, right? So we're not, Lord, we don't want to be satisfied just with healthy saints. They need to be functioning saints.
Amen.
They need to be perfecting saints.
Amen.
And even be ones who are involved with the work of the ministry.
Amen.
For the building up of the body, right?
Amen.
So all the work must build up the body.
Amen. Amen. I appreciated a question our brother asked us last night. You know, he said, what are we here for? What are we here for? I appreciated the readjustment, the refreshing that we received last night. You know, even these aspects, the church, the work, the ministry, what are they for? They are all for the body of Christ. They're actually all the same. Our brothers speaking up front, all of us brothers listening, seated down on our seats, all the saints back in our home localities, right? They are all doing the one thing. All of us are from and in and for the body of Christ.
Amen.
So I appreciate this recalibrating word. Brothers, we need to know what we are here for.
Amen.
And with that view, we must be those who are willing to be perfected.
Amen.
Perfected not to build a certain kind of work that is different for your own individual kind of ministry or even for your own specific locality.
Amen.
No, but it is for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's so good to be together this weekend. And our being together, brothers, is not just to say a few beautiful words to one another. This is a special time. And the Lord has taken a lot of energy, a lot of coordination to bring all of us together. This is a very important time. Brothers, we have gone through quite a history. And we've gone through lots of dealings. During this time, brothers, it's as if the Lord was maybe stopped a little bit. You've maybe been growing in life. I've been growing in life. We've been, in some ways, we've been short in Canada. I hope you realize we're not where we should be. And Brother Minoru has come to do something unique with us this weekend. So don't take it in a regular way. this time, our brother is here to do something called perfecting. We have been around with one another, but maybe not perfected. And I appreciate the verses that our brother brought to us. I'm going to just read a few of them here. This is from 2 Corinthians. Because maybe you have the idea, as our brother is saying, you're growing, but that should be enough. Or I'm eating, that should be enough. No, it's not enough. It says here about, we rejoice whenever we are weak and you are powerful. This also we pray for your perfecting.
Amen.
This is what the Lord needs to do among us this weekend. At least begin, Lord, to perfect me. Maybe I'm okay in one area, but no. I'm not there yet. What about the way I speak to the brothers? What about my attitude with the brothers? I need to be perfected, and I cannot do it to myself. I'm not the guy to change me, you know what I mean? But with a proper trainer, there can be some help rendered to get some perfecting. In Canada, if the Lord could perfect us, how much faster we can move on. May the Lord do it among us. And here's another verse in this one. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Be perfected.
Amen.
Or do some perfecting among us.
Amen.
At least see it. That you need something more than just growing.
Amen.
You need some perfecting. I want it. I want it.
Amen.
Amen.
Perfected. The verse in Ephesians 4:12. For the perfecting of saints.
Yeah.
For the work of the ministry, unto the work of the ministry, and the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
That perfecting of the saints is the equipment, the supply with function.
Amen.
If we grow in life, we also need to be trained, to be equipped,
yes,
so we can have a function.
Amen.
This is the perfecting. In order to be useful, we have to be perfected.
Amen.
To grow up and have life, we just need to eat and exercise and sleep, right? But to actually be useful, to do something, to carry out God's purpose, we need to be perfected.
Amen.
And a time like this is a marvelous time to be perfected.
Amen.
Perfecting, a lot of it depends on our willingness to be perfected.
Amen.
We just shared, Brother Murray shared, that one of the brothers was taking care of him, right? Perfecting him, training him, very strict, you could say, right? But actually, that doesn't work if a person is not willing. Right? We have to have a heart, a desire to be perfected.
Amen.
I was sharing, I felt he was putting in us a desire. I need to be perfected.
Amen.
It's not enough just to stay alive and be in the church. I have to be perfected.
Yeah.
We can be ones who have the work, right? The ministry. The building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Last night, the main point in our perfecting was that we would know the body and the relationship between the church, the ministry, and the work. So this morning we just pray it, and I just found the help on perfecting this matter of the body related to the other three. I just read it a certain way. The churches are the body.
Amen.
Expressed locally. The ministry is the body in function.
Amen.
And the work is the body seeking increase.
Amen.
You know, it sounds like I know it, but the distinction from the light last night and the burden that we need to be perfected, it's the body.
Amen.
And the diagram that was drawn with the relatedness between the church, the work, and the ministry.
Amen.
All supported, carried, upheld by the body.
Amen.
And upholding the body.
Amen.
So the Lord is really speaking to us.
Amen.
We need to be perfected.
Amen.
So we really know it's the body.
Amen.
The churches, the work, the ministry are for the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the body. I really appreciate it, this word that's just considering before the Lord how much it gives you. On one hand, we've all seen something, but on the other hand, how much is that something?
Right?
And we cannot see more if we not open to the Lord to say, Lord, I have not seen. And even what I have seen, maybe I missed it. Maybe I misunderstood. And I appreciate seeing that sometimes the Lord in His mercy will expose us. Sometimes maybe we're serving in the church, and there's a little friction with the brother and sister, and we should listen to that as a sign to the Lord, maybe we've not seen the body. Sometimes in our family life, like with our spouse, with our children, our siblings, parents, there's some friction. And sometimes instead of blaming others, you should listen to the Lord. Maybe you're not living the reality of the body life when you are just in your natural situation. Maybe you've not seen the body as you possibly can. And I pray the Lord's mercy that we might have the speaking heart so that He might show us more of really what is the heart of God, so we might be perfected even in our pain of the body.
Amen.
Maybe you can translate for me.
I just like to share in French, just to encourage the saints who are French speaking to come up and to share.
Amen.
Vraiment, j'ai apprécié le message qu'on a besoin d'être perfectionné. Et être perfectionné, et c'est pas selon notre volonté ou selon notre ce qu'on voit, ce qu'on pense. Mais selon l'illumination qu'on a de Christ. Et de plus qu'on voit Christ en nous, de plus qu'on voit qu'on a besoin d'être perfectionné.
And the more we have Christ in us, the more we see that we need to be perfected.
C'est seulement en étant perfectionné qu'on peut être dans le corps.
It's only in being perfected that we can be in the body.
Et quand on est dans le corps, on peut voir que dans le corps, il y a beaucoup de besoins.
And when we're in the body, we can see that there are a lot of needs.
On voit que il y a le besoin d'église, qu'il y a un ministère. Et aussi, il y a un travail.
We can see that there's the need of the church, there's a ministry, and there's also the work.
Et on voit que tous ces trois sont interdépendants et sont interreliés.
And we see that all three are interdependent and interrelated.
Et on voit que c'est un cycle qui s'en va continuellement.
And we see that it's an ever-recurring cycle.
Et pour nous de rentrer dans ce cycle, c'est vraiment, il faut être perfectionné, il faut être un avec le Seigneur et d'être un avec son désir et sa volonté.
And for us to be in the cycle, we have to be one with the Lord, we have to be one with His will and with His desire.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really appreciated the opening word. You know, it helped me refocus because I came here not to be in a training. I came to listen to the messages on the conference. And the brother said that, this is not just a conference. You know, this is a perfecting conference. And we need to double our exercise. You know, I didn't really have much exercise in mind when coming here. But that word helped me, you know, to just to realize that, you know, this time is special. You know, we need to exercise, right? And I was, you know, I believe I was perfected a little bit, you know, even by the opening word. Because, you know, in our locality, and, you know, Daniel and I, we're from Saskatoon, we fellowshipped about this on the way. We're wondering, you know, it seems like two of us are bearing the burden of the church. You know, the saints don't really rise up to do much. You know, it's hard. You know, it's difficult for us. And in my mind, I thought that we just need to spend more time to shepherd the saints, you know, to solve the saints' problems, to make the saints happy. But in reality, that's just part of it, right? What we really need to focus on is on perfecting the saints, right? Because shepherding is included in the perfecting. You know, if we have this view, and I think I still need to be perfected in how to perfect the saints. You know, brothers, if you have some word for me, come and tell me. But, you know, that just changing the view is, you know, it's already a good perfecting for me, right? You know, just to realize that, you know, I need to be perfected. And, you know, the saints need to be perfected. And this is not just for us. You know, it's not just for so that I have less to do in the church life, you know, that, you know, I can relax. But it's so that, you know, the body can be built up, right? And even the ministry can go on, right? And even the work can go on, right? Amen. Brothers, I really appreciate this opportunity to enlarge my vision of the body.
Amen.
We had the 20% of lecture. Now it's 70% of homework and practice. As a part of homework, I just think about what's I still have a distance, understand the body, and then practice this understanding. For instance, one of the things we perfect for several years, the brothers, a lot of effort, and then she married. We hope his family will open, for the sins and serving in our local church. But she moved to another locality. I feel that's my finger cut off. but this is, if you have the vision of the body, yeah, you will, the locality I came from many years ago from church in Richmond. The brothers, I really appreciate the brothers there with a vision. And when you say I moved to another locality, they pray for me and encourage me. And it's a one kind of a perfecting, When we have the fellowship, the church in Toronto, the meeting hall has a need, and at the same time, church in Richmond, meeting hall not built up yet. And then the brother said, our meeting hall can be delayed, but the church in Toronto meeting hall can't be delayed. They send all the funds. This is the body, this is the, has a sense of the body. And in a lot of cases, our brothers are our pattern. We really need a perfecting. I saw the many brothers here. They are not loving their soul life until that. And it's just precious, this body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I really appreciate it.
Amen.
Amen. I really appreciated how our brother last night refocuses on the matter of the body and seeing the body. And so that we wouldn't focus on ourselves. We all come from localities where there are situations, there are things going on. And I really appreciated that we need to be perfected.
Amen.
For the sake of perfecting the other saints. Maybe the biggest problem in our locality is that we are not perfected. And so we need to be open to the Lord to be perfected. I really appreciated our brother said, what are we doing here? And it really made me consider, Lord, what am I doing here? Am I here just to be healthy, right? Just to eat. Just to, be here as a kind of functioning person. Or am I here to grow in life?
Amen.
Am I here to be perfected?
Yeah.
Am I here to be part of the body of Christ? I really appreciated this focusing word. It keeps us from looking at ourselves in one hand and looking to the body.
Amen.
Looking at the Lord. And so last night, just to spend some time with the Lord, I realized, Lord, how much do I see of the body? I may see a little bit. But Lord, the more I am seeing, the more I realize I do not see. So I just appreciate it. Lord, I want to open to you.
Amen.
With all the members of the, with all the members here, right? We can see more of the body of Christ. So I just really appreciate it. Lord, we need to see the body.
Amen.
We need to function in the body.
Amen.
And we need to be willing to be perfected in the body.
Amen.
That we can perfect others. The brother said that the best teachers are the ones who do not let you go. This really touched me because my entire childhood, the reason I am in the church life is because there was a few certain brothers who would not let me go. I was a bad little kid. And I know I was. But there were certain ones who would not let me go. Because the Lord in them would not let them go. And so I really appreciated through the functioning of the members in the body, we are all here today. And so how much more, Lord, we need to be perfected.
Amen.
To bring the other saints on.
Amen.
That we would all be perfected, that there would be the proper building up here.
Amen.